Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Yud Gimel. This Perek begins the next 7 to 8 Prakim, which delineate the borders of Eretz Yisrael, specifically as Eretz Yisrael on both sides of the Yarden River is given as an inheritance to the different tribes. These prakim deal with names and places that are not familiar to us anymore today, as the Navi, as Sefer Yehoshua, outlines where the different tribes received their portions. The Gemara teaches in Maseches Nedarim that had the Bnei Yisrael not sinned and strayed from the path of Torah, had we not done so, we would not have needed the admonishments and the musar of the prophets. The only Torah we would have, in fact, are Chamisha Chumshei Torah and the Prakim of Sefer Yehoshua that set forth the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael and the tribal portion. So though it is difficult for us to understand exactly what the Navi is referring to in the outline of these Prakim, we do understand that they are very, very important Prakim because they remind us that not only did the Bnei Yisrael conquer the land under Yehoshua, but that Yehoshua apportioned the land to our people. At this point in time, now that the 7 years of battle are over and Yehoshua conquered the territory that he would conquer, he spends the rest of his life dividing the country amongst the tribes and their families. And that is what we will be reading in this parak, the beginning of that. Parak Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph. V'Yehoshua Zakein Bo Bayamim. Yehoshua was old, coming on in years. V'yom Hashem Elav, and Hashem said him, Atah Zakanta, you are old. Basa Bayamim, coming on in years. V'ha'aretz Nishara Harbe Me'od Rishta. There is still a great deal of land that remains to be possessed as an inheritance. Rashi says, Mimasha Amarti L'Avram Nishara L'Rishta Shelo Nichbasha. What I promised to Avram Avinu, much remains to be taken as an inheritance because it has not yet been conquered. We have here the parak begins with a compliment to Yehoshua. Yehoshua Zakein Bo Bayamim, for those of us familiar with Sefer Bereishis, it is highly evocative and reminiscent of the exact same title given to Avram Avinu and Perek of Dalet of Bereishis, Pasuk Aleph, where the Torah tells us, Avram Zakein Bo Bayamim. Avram was old, coming on in years. V'Hashem Berech as Avram Bakol. Rashi says there, God blessed Avram with everything, including a son. And at that point, Avram realizes he needs to find a sherech for his son Yitzchak. This phrase, Zakein Bo Bayamim, is interpreted by the Zohar and the Medrash to mean that a person grows day by day with a constant striving to come ever closer to God. So we see this compliment both given to Avram Avinu, the founder and father of the Umma Yisraelis, and to Yehoshua, who is the great leader who takes over after Moshe. They are both a patriarch and a leader who strove to come closer to God every single day, despite their age of Zakein, nevertheless, Baba Yamim, coming on in years. However, at this point, Yehoshua is too old to complete the conquest of the land. And Pasuk Beis tells us that there is still land that remains to be conquered, all the territory in the borders of the Plishtim and the Geshuri. Pasuk Gimel then details the southern border from east to west that remains to be conquered. Pasuk Dalid then tells us the width of that area that remains to be conquered from south to north. So Yehoshua in his lifetime did not complete the conquest along the southern edge of Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Gimel tells us from the Shichar, Asher Al Pnei Mitzrayim, from the Shichar, Rashi Zu Hanilus. This is the Nile River that is before Mitzrayim. And Rashi says, we learn from these psukim, Shelo Kavash Yehoshua Bechayav Kol Metzer Hadromi. In Yehoshua's lifetime, he did not conquer almost the entire southern border. Pasuk Gimel tells us that southern border from east to west. Pasuk Dalet then tells us the width of the area that remains to be conquered along the southern border from south to north. Furthermore, Pasuk Hei tells us the land of the Gvili, the Kol Halavona, and Mizrach HaShemesh. Now we move to portion in the north, Mibal Gad, Tachas Har Hermon, Alavo Hamas. Once again, many names that are unfamiliar to us today. However, Hashem tells Yehoshua and Pasuk Vav, Anochi Orishem, I will drive out the inhabitants of these areas, Mipnei B'nei Yisrael, from before before the Bnei Yisrael, and yet you should cast lots, he tells Yahushua, to divide these lands as an inheritance to the Bnei Yisrael. As I have commanded you, this land will be divided to the 9 tribes and to half the tribe of Manasseh. Pasuches, because Reuven and God, along with half tribe of Manasseh, took territory as Moshe gave them on the other side of the Yarden River, on the eastern side of the Jordan River. Pasuk Tes tells us, it's the beginning of the description of the entire land on the other side of the Yarden River. So this parak, the main focus of the parak, from Pasuk Tes through the end of the parak, is the land on what we call Aver LaYarden, the eastern side of the Jordan River. And we have the borders and the cities here that were conquered under Moshe, under Sichon, Melech Amori, Asher Malach Bechashbon, that is by the Gvul of Ammon, the Gilad, and the border of Geshuri, Ma'ach, Hasi, Kol Har Hermon, the Bashan, Ad Slacha, again, many names and places, some we are familiar with from Chamisha Chumshei Torah, some that are new and we are not familiar with anymore. Pasuk Yudala tells us that Shevet Levi does not get a land of an inheritance because the divine service of Shevet Levi is his inheritance. And then Pasuk Tesvav begins to tell us the borders and the portion of the Bnei Reuven on the eastern side of the Yarden River. Pasuk of Dalet begins to tell us the portion of God on the eastern side of the Yarden River. And finally, Pasuk of Tes begins to tell us the portion of Shevet Menasha, Chatzi Shevet Menasha, half tribe of Menasha, on the eastern side of the Yarden River. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ela Asher Nichal Moshe, it was these lands that Moshe gave as an inheritance, Ba'arvos Moav, and the plains of Moav, Me'ever LaYarden, Yericho, Mizracha, across the Yarden, facing Yericho on the eastern side. The parak ends by telling us, and Shevet Levi did not receive a portion. Hashem, the God of Israel, is the inheritance of Shevet Levi. Why does this parak spend so much time telling us about the lands on the eastern side of the Jordan River that were given to Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menasha? If you would like to see all the names, it is suggested that you are welcome to open up a Sefer Yehoshua and look through Perek Yud Gimel so you can see the borders as Moshe gave them on the eastern side of the Jordan River. The 2.5 tribes who acquire land on Aver LaYarden do not retain full ownership of the territory until Eretz Yisrael proper was conquered and in Jewish hands. And therefore here, only after Yehoshua conquers the land proper, are we told of the territory of Reuven Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menasha. The first time we hear about the request of Reuven and Gad to stay on Aver LaYarden is in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Parshas Matos of Sefer Bamidbar. Reuven and Gad approach Moshe and they say, you know, there's a lot of territory that's very good pasture land and we have so many flocks, we're very wealthy, and we see that the land on the eastern side of the Yarden River would be very good for us. Moshe is absolutely horrified. He says, is this not what your fathers did? And Hashem was very angry with them. They rejected the land and he made them wander for 40 years in the desert, and you want to stay on Aver LaYarden? We've been schlepping through this desert to get to the point where you would cross the Yarden. This is where you want to stay. And they say, well, we will build enclosures for our animals, and we will build safety and cities for our women and children, and we will go up armed, and we will help the Bnei Yisrael conquer the land, because Moshe was concerned, Ha'achechem yavau la'melchama va'atem teishvu po. Your brothers are going to go to war under Yehoshua when I, Moshe, am no longer here, and you're going to dwell in security on Aver LaYarden. And they promise the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven make a pact with Moshe, and they swear that they will not remain in tranquility on Aver LaYarden. They will go ahead and battle. Vayetzav lahem Moshe, Eis Elazar HaKohen, Ve'eis Yehoshua Binun, Ve'es Roshe Avos HaMatos of Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe, this is Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chav Ches in the book of Bamidbar, Moshe commands Elazar the Kohen and Yehoshua Binun and the heads of the tribes, saying that the Bnei God and the Bnei Reuven must cross over the Yarden, prepare to go to battle as Yehoshua conquers the land, and only then will they get their land on the eastern side of the Jordan River for an inheritance. And the Bnei God and the Bnei Reuven swear to do so. We will go armed and we will cross over to the land of Canaan. Peculiar occurrence then happens in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayitein lehem Moshe levnei God velivnei Reuven velachatzi shevet Menasha ben Yosef es mamlecha Sichon melecha Amori ves mamlechas Og melecha Bashan ha'aretz la'areh begvulos arei aretz aviv. And Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Perek Lamed Beis, after the B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven negotiate with Moshe that they will remain on eastern side of the Yarden River, all of a sudden, and Moshe gives the tribe of God and the tribe of Reuven and half the tribe of Menashe ben Yosef, the kingdom of Sichon, the king of Amori, and the kingdom of Og, the king of Bashan. We should all have a very strong question here. And in Perek Yud Gimel of Sefer Yehoshua, we are reminded that half a tribe of Menashe is remaining on the eastern side of the Jordan River. What should our question be? Why does the B'nai Menashe, Chatzi Sheva, remain on eastern side of the Yarden River? It's the B'nai Gad and the B'nai Reuven who request land on Evel Yarden on the eastern side. The B'nai Menashe had nothing to do with this at all. And all of a sudden Moshe says, good, we'll make a deal. You'll go chalutzim before the B'nai Yisrael. You'll go armed before the B'nai Yisrael. But you know, we're going to give half a tribe of Menashe their portion on the eastern side of the Yarden River. Why? There are a number of answers that we can propose. However, one thing that we can say is based on a thought by Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik says that Yosef proves that Yahadus, Yosef HaTzadik, the father of the tribe of Menashe, Yosef HaTzadik proves that Yahadus can survive a galus of wealth. Yosef was in a galus of opulence, a galus of power. He was in an exile, not of oppression, but of great prestige, and yet he remained true to the ideals of his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, and the Mesorah began by Avraham Avinu. He did not assimilate into the culture. He remained faithful. Perhaps here in Moshe assigning half-tribe Menashe to remain on the eastern side of the Yarden River, he hoped that the ideals of Yosef HaTzadik, a particularly relevant surname, considering that he was a Galus Jew, that the ideals of Yosef HaTzadik, as passed down to his son Menashe, would remain strong, and they would ensure that the 2.5 tribes that chose to remain in green pasture land, they chose Evel HaYarden because it was a beautiful Galus, that they would nevertheless remain true to Torah and true to Mesorah. Why only half the tribe? Because why should a Menashe, who loved the land so much, who came from Yosef, whose dying wish was, Pakod Yivkor Elokim Eschem V'Ha'alisam Esatz Mosam Mizer. Yosef always identifies an Ivri, as a Hebrew. Shabame Everhanar, says Rashi, he was one who was identifiable by others and identified on his own as an Ivri. He loved Eretz Yisrael. And therefore Moshe says half the tribe will remain in Eretz Yisrael proper in deference to Yosef's tremendous Ahavas Eretz Yisrael, but half the tribe will go into Galus in deference to Yosef's Koach to remain a faithful, strong Jew while he lived in Galus. And perhaps this is one of the reasons why Moshe suddenly says that the B'nai Menashe will remain on Ever LaYarden, even though they did not request to do so. Thank you for studying with Torat Imecha, Nachyomi, Le'ilu Nishmata, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef, Alaha HaShalom.